now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Help, my ball.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
If you were listening to World Beat Canada Radio last week, you heard Cal Cote mention the movie Gypsy. And from it, I take the line, I'm going to play a few tunes, some old and then some new tunes. Yes, we do have some old tunes from an old friend later this hour. And we are going to start off with some new tunes from new find Celtic Cross. And the funny thing is, both these bands are from New York City. Here's Celtic Cross from their album Circe's Heart and Whirl Spin Girl.
Speakers.
language you have to learn something about it before you like learning a foreign language every day.
Alternately, shed life. Now we're going to hear from Thereafter on Kilt in a Twist. They were just down at the Railway Club here in Vancouver a few nights ago, and they rocked the house. They don't believe in living in a shed. No, this is Debbie's Trailer.
Celtic music, best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
Two of the best-known banjo players of our time, Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn, are married to each other. And they're starting a bold new chapter as the husband and wife team tour together for the first time. They will present music developed together, featuring an eclectic mix of traditional and original compositions. May 10th, they're appearing at the Chan Center, and it's finger-picking good. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to Celtic-Connection.com. And stay connected with us at our websites, calcopyrite.com, where you find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists, worldbeatcanada.com, where you find out lots of stuff about lots of music, and it's all good, and our newest venture, Lady Who Lives Down the Lane, our adventures in laneway living. And I do want to give a shout out to a couple of the stations that you're hearing us on, WYAPLP in West Virginia and CHLY Radio, Malaspina Society in Nanaimo. Thanks to you folks for listening in. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
It's a long life, this I do believe. I never thought we'd see the end, maybe I was just naive. On a cold night, you can see your breath so clear. I always thought that we'd be friends, but friends can disappear. Time is moving slow.
Where'd you go?
Snow turns back to rain.
In a twist, anywhere, anytime, and that goes for anyone with an iPod or MP3 player. Visit our downloads page at worldbeatcanada.com and simply click for a fast free link to our Celt in a Twist audio or World Beats video podcasts on iTunes. Subscribe for free and you're good to go.
Why is it people who can't take advice always insist on giving it?
You've got your Celt
in a Twist
with Patricia Fraser.
Thank you.
way to spend the afternoon. Tea in the garden with Basco. Before that, we heard Great Big Sea and Long Life. Now, later on this hour, we're going to be hearing from Larry Kerwin from Block 47 and his chat with Cal Cote about their long, long career and their future plans. But now here's Jim Morey and Gypsies.
They sang so high and they sang so clear. Faster tears began to flow. So she's laid aside a silken gown to follow the raggle-taggle gypsies. Well, she's kicked off her high-heeled shoes made of Spanish leather, and over his shoulders a blanket she's threw to follow the raggle-taggle gypsies. Well, it's late at night, her lord comes home, inquiring for his lady. Well, the servant girl gave this reply: she's gone with the raggle-taggle gypsies. So saddle to me my milk-white steed, bridle me my pony, that I might ride to seek my bride, who's gone with the raggle-taggle gypsies. So he's ridden o'er yon high, high hill, he's rode through woods and copses, until he's came to the broad open stream. And there he spied his lady. He says, what makes you leave your houses and land? What makes you leave your money? And what makes you leave your unwedded lord to go with the raggle-taggle gypsies? What care I for my goose feather bed, with the sheets turned down so bravely? For tonight I will sleep in the cold open field with the love of me raggle-taggle gypsies. Three gypsies stood at the castle gates. They sang so high and they sang so low. And the lady sits in a chamber light, and her heart it melted away like snow.
I believe is a kind of candy, but in this case might not be so. Before that, Jim Moray and Gypsies. Now stick around, because Cal Coat is about to sit down with Larry Kerwin of Black 47 and just chat. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
In the life of every bar and every bar band, as certainly as there is happy hour, there is last call. For New York City's house band, that means one more set, and arguably, they've saved the best for last. Celtic Crush radio host, playwright, author, and esteemed frontman for Black 47 rejoins the show with a final word on the new and final Black 47 album, Last Call. Congratulations, Larry.
Thanks so much, Cal. Good to be back on your show again.
It feels like you put your very best into every track on this album, put a big bow on it, and left your fans with a real musical gift.
That's nice to hear. Everybody's been raving about the album. It happened in an odd way. We decided to call it a day in about a year, and we decided instead of going out playing our old song to do a new album, and so it had to be done pretty quickly. So I wrote a lot of the songs quickly, and we rehearsed them and did them as much as we could live, and then went straight into the studio and basically did the Black 47 live feel in the studios. There are very few overdubs, and it just seemed to work.
The wonderful thing about Black 47 albums is the colorful cast of characters you introduce us to. I mean, factual or fictional. Last Call opens with Salsa O'Keefe. Tell us about her. Factual, fictional, or a little of both?
I would say a little of both. It was a woman I knew in the Bronx who was part Irish and part Puerto Rican, and she moved pretty effortlessly between the communities. In the Bronx, the Irish area was kind of surrounded by Latino, Dominican, and Puerto Rican people, and they generally tended to stay apart, but because of her dual heritage, she tended to move between them, and she was quite a looker.
I bet.
Everyone loved her, and I just remembered the way she walked down the street. That was the impulse. A number of us had come from playing Latin music and being really interested. But for some odd reason, although there was little tinges of it in Black 47 before, we had never really done a salsa or a tango or anything. So this was a shot to introduce the Latino-type music.
You got the horns for it, so.
Yeah, you know, and Fred, the trombone player, he had come from a Latin jazz background in the big Bronx and Upper Manhattan combos he played in the 80s when he came to New York first. So we did have the background for it.
You wrote us a great epitaph on the inside sleeve touching on the rationale behind standing down after 25 years. But what was the backstory? I mean, were the other guys like, about frickin' time, Kerwin? Or was there a chance of a Black 47 spin-off group from some bandmates who just haven't had their fill yet?
No, it seemed like the right time for everything. I got the idea, actually, on stage in Buffalo. We were doing an Irish festival there, and the band sounded really good. And the drive back, I was thinking, wow, maybe this is the time to go out when we're sounding really good at the top of our game, rather than having kind of an endless end to put a cap on it, and then people can look back on it. All the albums are there, I think there's 14 of them or whatever, so there's plenty of material. And we always encouraged people to tape and to video the gigs, so there's a huge amount of Black 47 material moving around on YouTube and whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it just felt to everyone like, let's just do it. You know, it was about a year and 3 months away when we made the announcement. And it coincides with the 25th anniversary of our first date. So for once, we wanted to finish it in the right way. You know, a lot of bands stay longer than their time, and Black 47 could have gone on indefinitely because we have a big and loyal following and a diverse one.
Yeah, go with your gut. You've got your Celt in a Twist in World Beat Canada Radio, and we have Black 47's Larry Kerwin back with us with a last call from the band that the Irish Voice deems the most influential Irish-American band in history. The new and final album blazes with politically charged fire and relevancy and tickles with warm-hearted malarkey as well, as only this band could package. Check it out at the homepage, black47.com. So, Larry, do you have anything special planned for November of this year when the band officially stands down?
Not really. You know, Black 47's never done the same set twice in 2,600 gigs. So, you know, who knows? We improv a lot on stage, and I'm sure it'll be a big emotional goodbye, and we'll probably have guests, you know, who have played with us over the years.
I really dig the old school crowdfunding you did for this disc. Pledgees of $100 or more were rewarded with their name on the inside cover fold. Interestingly, hardly an obvious Irish surname among them, I noticed. One definitely stands out, the Ass Monkeys, which I'm assuming is a band of such stature that they could scrape together $100 between them. Go Ass Monkeys.
Oh, you know, I haven't really looked at it. But that's interesting that you say that. I mean, we have obviously a big Irish-American and Irish-Canadian following. But the biggest thing I get at gigs is, I'm not Irish, but...
Yeah.
That's the biggest greeting I get. So the band moved in a lot of different circles and moved a lot of people from different areas. And that's actually one of the reasons I want to finish it right, too, is because the band means a lot to a lot of people. So you do have a responsibility in finishing it in the right way.
It's been a great ride for all of us, Larry, and I want to personally thank you for the hours of listening and enjoyment. Sorry we never got to see you out here on the wet coast, but maybe you'll come visit with all that extra time on your hands.
Well, I'll still be going on to my solo thing, as will every member of the band. I'll be doing different things. It's not that we're stopping individually. It's just that we want to put Black 47 away in the correct manner.
Yeah. Well, in a world of lower expectations, I mean, integrity is something that we don't see often, and we do appreciate when it comes around. Larry, can you set up Johnny Comes a Courtin' for us? Let's go from fond farewells to where relationships often begin.
Johnny Comes a Courtin' is a special song to me because I've always maintained that the Irish, to some degree, invented reggae music. And the background of the song is when Oliver Cromwell came to Ireland and defeated the Irish. He had a huge number of prisoners on hand, men and women, and he decided that seeing the sugar plantations were beginning in Barbados and Jamaica and all through the West Indies under British rule, that he would ship the Irish out as the first slaves. Then they ran out of Irish slaves and they needed to bring in African slaves. So the Irish were the first ones, the Africans came second. And there was a lot of intermarriage between Irish and Africans, and that created the culture in the West Indies. So Johnny Comes a Courtin' is kind of a letter back from a daughter to a father, although of course that didn't happen, but saying she has a big decision to make, and the decision to make comes up in the last verse of the song.
You're so far away. I have need of your advice on this blazing day. Cromwell and his roundheads, they've sold me for a slave to cut the sugar cane in Jamaica. To cut the sugar cane. Then Johnny come a-courtin', oh yeah, love light shining. To Ireland. Oh, daughter, dear daughter, think of you and I. Since the round has dragged you off in the cruel night, I dearly wait upon the shore for word of your return. Hope that you are safe and in good company. Oh, father, dear father, the sun has braised my skin. My poor hands are cut to shreds by the sugar cane. Johnny shows me kindness, his smile has warmed my soul. Oh, I need your advice and good counsel. Oh, I need your advice when
Johnny comes a-courtin', oh yeah, love light shining, oh yeah. Johnny, if I love you, I will never go home over the sea to Ireland.
your daughter. Young Seamus came today to reaffirm his love for you until his dying day. Like me, he waits for word from you from far across the main. Prays that you're still thinking about him.
Oh, Father, dear Father, you grieve for me at home. But I must seek protection, I can no longer live alone. Johnny's skin is blacker than November's early storm. And he will not be denied an answer. Oh, he will not be denied when
Johnny comes a-courting. Oh yeah, love light shining. Oh yeah, Johnny, if I love you, I will never go home.
Over the sea to Ireland.
Johnny comes a-courting. Oh yeah, love light shining. Oh yeah, Johnny, if I love you, I will never go home. Over the sea to Ireland. Johnny comes a-courting. Oh yeah, love light shining. Oh yeah, Johnny, if I love you, I will never go home.
Over the sea to Ireland.
Johnny comes a-courting. Oh yeah, love light shining. Oh yeah, Johnny, if I love you, I will never go home. Over the sea to Ireland.
It's hard work, but well, you sure know how it feels. But playing on stage with my brand new guitar, my complaints don't go very far.
What is the proof and what is the lie? Should I shake the hand reaching down from on high? I can only go where my heart tells me to, and that is the best I can do. They may take our jobs away, lead us all astray. Doesn't matter anyway. We'll get stronger every day. Raise your glasses to the sky, raise them proud and high. It's a song for you and I. Let us kiss the walls goodbye.
Raise your glasses to the sky. Raise your proud and high. It's a song for you.
glasses to the sky, and we do raise our glasses because Quebec had a provincial election this week, and they have decided to remain part of Canada, which is something we go through every few years. Well, you've lived with teenagers, haven't you? You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. We have more great music coming up with you.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Kilt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic Play for today is Anglaise by Ceres. But first, this thought to ponder from Ambrose Bierce. Belladonna is, in Italian, a beautiful lady. In English, a deadly poison. A striking example of the essential identity of the two tongues. I do want to say hello to CJUC, The Juice in Whitehorse, Radio Laurier in Waterloo, Ontario, and Northwest College Radio, Trapper Radio in Powell, Wyoming, as well as our home base, AM 1470 here in Vancouver. We are going to go out on Barley Juice from their album, This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, and Whiskey and Weed, which is the perfect way to spend an hour, I think. Thanks for joining us on Kilt in a Twist. I am Patricia Fraser.
He left in the morning, his bags were not packed, and continued to do so for days after that. Not a weapon was raised, only verbal attacks, till the day she decided it couldn't come back. So come, let us bring the girl whiskey and weed, for the pain and the heartache she's now in. A room full of rose petals, whiskey and weed, and a promise to keep her from blowing away. The comings and goings were notably missed, and to no one in kind would she offer her kiss. Said, because I'm not wired to handle all this, now there's fire in my head and I must go to bed. So come, let us bring the girl whiskey and weed, for the pain and the heartache she's known. A room full of rose petals, whiskey and weed, and a promise to keep her from blowing away. Hey, whiskey and weed. And a promise to keep her from blowing away. Promises said with a wink and a beg on the playgrounds of devils and fools. Promises great when no plans have been laid and nobody's got time for the rules. Whiskey and weed, for the pain and the heartache she's known. A room full of rose petals, whiskey and weed, and a promise to keep her from blowing away.
Communications.